That's it. I'm turning back.
I know your family's waiting.
I know it's an important day.
All right, we'll give it a try.
I'll set your coordinates.
I won't jump far.
I'll get you back there in time, pal. Trust me.
Twas the night before Life Day, in a galaxy far, far away.
Looking good. Tree, food, decorations.
Coming together, heroes were, to celebrate the day.
Please be a cape. Please be a cape.
It's a wrap!
For Rey, adventure called, and she thought it would be fast.
Wow.
But there she found a key to the galaxy's past.
Sorry, sorry. Oh, Master Luke,
what are you doing?
This is so cool! We've seen my master. My master's master.
Concentrate.
My master's father.
Impressive.
My master's father's master.
Emperor Palpatine? I don't believe it.
You think maybe you could put a shirt on?
It's a key to travel across space and time.
I will change to the future.
So sure are you?
Less talky-talky, more fighty-fighty.
Hold races.
Jigs.
All double jigs.
Oh. So cute.
Gimme. Galaxy's best emperor. Meh.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Music.
A time of joy. This is
Ray.
A friendship. A family.
Who are you guys?
Master Skywalker.
My son. I mean, my. These binary sons.
Unta Gunta Solos?
You want to shoot first?
After you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Order 1225. That's right. It is time for Tooncast episode 232 to head off into a galaxy far, far away. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
And as if you couldn't tell by that amazing intro I put together, because I will be putting together some sort of amazing record-scratching intro, we are talking about the Star Wars Holiday Special here on Tooncast. No, not the live-action one. The new LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special on Disney+. Yay! That was a bad Wookiee impression, folks. There you go. That's a good one. I believe we did a Star Wars episode for LEGO on Tooncast at some point. It might have been during Tooncast Beyond, but I'm pretty sure we did one. Because I remember we watched The Empire Strikes Out and other LEGO Star Wars stuff. So, I love LEGO Star Wars. It's so good.
I enjoy Star Wars LEGO stuff anyway, but that's because it's fun.
Yeah, I was right. Tooncast Beyond Episode 66, LEGO Star Wars Episode 1, The Menacing Empire Strikes Out. But today we're here to talk about the LEGO Star Wars Holiday Special, released November 17th, 2020 on Disney+, a sequel to, and obviously satire of, the 78 special. In the special set after Episode 9, Rey begins to doubt her abilities as a teacher to Finn. She travels to a temple and finds a time key. Man, anybody around to snap their fingers? Which allows her to travel to different moments in time throughout the Star Wars film series and briefly The Mandalorian. She obviously loses the key to Emperor Palpatine and Darth Vader, who plan to use it to change time. Meanwhile, Finn, Rose, and Poe get ready for their Life Day party, where chaos ensues. This was hilarious. This was awesome. This was fun.
I was quite surprised, to be honest.
Really?
that it was fun and entertaining. I mean, I knew it would be goofy anyway, just because it's LEGO.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked how... One, they got voice actors back in, or cast members, you know, voicing their roles in
Absolutely,
this.
Absolutely, yeah. You got Anthony Daniels as C-3PO. You got Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian. You got... are they the only two?
You got... From the original?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're the only two.
Emperor Palpatine sounded like...
He sounded like... oh, God, what's his...
The pod racer...
Yeah. Crap. Anyway.
You sound like crap. That's right.
No, no. Trevor Duvall was great as the Emperor. Ian McDiarmid, that's what his name is.
He didn't sound like him.
No. But I don't know. In a couple of parts, I thought he did. When he was doing the more sinister parts of it, I kind of felt like he sounded like Ian. But anyway.
Yeah. I enjoyed, it took me a minute to figure out that Poe, was the guy in the Christmas sweater. cause I was like, who is he supposed to be? Cause like the other ones, like they either look like it or they sound like it. And him, I was kind of like, eh. And then I was like, oh yeah, he got the Millennium Falcon too.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, it was interesting seeing various versions of Vader's and Luke's and everything else. And, Palpatine having not foreseen that he created his own downfall.
Yep. I think my favorite part comes in the trailer. Obviously, it's in the show too, but do you want to shoot first? Nah, go ahead. I loved it. I thought it was so hilarious. That was so funny. I like the premise of throwing Rey into other parts of Star Wars that we know. And because she's trying to learn how to be a better teacher for Finn, that's the main juxtaposition of her role here, while everybody else is preparing for Life Day and preparing for Chewbacca's family to come around and all that. But I do love how they Lego-fied the Death Star 2. You know, the trench run of the original Death Star, just all of it. It looks so good. I was a little creeped out by Kylo Ren's abs, but other than that, you know, I mean, it's just a piece of plastic. It's just a Lego. But, no, I, oh man, it was so fun.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting to see how well they played with the time travel aspect of it.
Yep.
You know, and then the various versions of Luke, and then you get to see the fact that, you know, the only ones that discovered Rey were like Luke and Obi-Wan.
Yep. I love Tom Kane as Yoda. I thought that was awesome.
Well, and he, what's funny about him is he, not only has he played Yoda before, but
right,
he's basically like the narrator, like in any of the old 1960s Christmas movies where they have the snowman or the mailman or, you know, this generic one-off character that just kind of shows up long enough to narrate the storyline and push it along, and you have Yoda doing that essentially.
Essentially, yeah. Has Eric Bauza played Luke before?
No.
Okay, I forget who we had playing Luke in the other ones, because I'm not looking at the
other ones. As far as I know, I mean, okay. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I liked his Luke. I thought it was good.
At certain points, I thought it was Mark Hamill.
Yeah. That's how good it was.
And I was like, did they get Mark Hamill to come back?
I wish they had, but even though they didn't, I'm very happy that Bauza was able to do it and do it well.
They got AJ Lucascio playing Han Solo Jawa, yeah. Which is funny because I thought for a minute that was Harrison Ford. Anthony Daniels is really no replacement. Lando, same thing.
Yeah.
Eric Bauza did a good job. Gray Griffin did Maz Kanata. Helen Sadler did really good with playing Rey.
Yeah.
I was surprised at that. And then they had, you know, James Arnold Taylor, of course, playing Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kelly Marie Tran plays Rose.
Yep.
They had Matt Sloan play Darth Vader, which I believe he's done in other Lego properties.
Probably.
Yeah, he did Chad Vader.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that figures. When you want to sound like a James Earl Jones, but you don't have the budget to pay him.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Tom Kane playing Qui-Gon, which, again, I thought that that was... I thought that that was funny that it sounded like...
Liam Neeson.
Yes, Liam Neeson. And then Trevor Duvall playing... Palpatine and Mon Calamari.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off because Darth Maul only has half a role. Darth Maul, when he shows up, it's only his top half. It's only from his torso up. He doesn't have a bottom half.
I feel like they should be playing that Nirvana song. Half the, or no, it wasn't Nirvana, but it was somebody else in the 90s. But it was Half the Man I used to be.
Yeah, it's
Stone Temple Pilots, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it came to me after I said it, but but yeah, it kind of fits with his character, you know.
It's funny. Yeah, it was so funny. What I love about this is it gave you a story that you could follow, but it also gave you every bit of Star Wars homage you could get. At the same time, it gave you a message at the end that, you know, Life Day is about all of us, about being together and being happy and all of the, like, it didn't hit you over the head with the message. It didn't send Rey on a Scrooge Christmas Carol type thing. I mean, I guess you could kind of say it was, but it's time travel and she's being dropped into some of the most, like, I was not expecting her to drop in on Hoth, but I guess I should have. You know, but it was just so fun. And that's what I need out of my cartoons right now, is I need fun. I don't need heavy-handed messages. I don't need, you know, someone trying to get their agenda over on me. I just want some good old-fashioned fun. And honestly, that's what the Lego cartoons do.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing... you know, heavy in there. They're just trying to push this fun envelope version of, you know, everything else, and without necessarily getting all that extra junk in it.
Absolutely. Animation top notch. Even the Lego pieces, like when they would break apart, I was like, oh, that's a really cool effect. What else?
What's like, funny is I remember back in the day with Lego games,
mm-hmm.
and how bad they were.
That's true.
In the 90s compared to what we have now. And so it's just, I so much more enjoy the graphics we get here with these, and how fluid it runs. And the voice acting was superb. The storyline was great, and the whole thing with them kind of jumping into all these different timelines was unique, especially for Star Wars.
Absolutely, yeah. Because again, the it's like I mentioned earlier, or last week, or last month, or whenever the hell it was, about snapping your fingers. It's like, oh, it's time travel. So, you know, you gotta work the time travel angle, and you gotta work in Avengers somewhere kind of thing. But it was just so fun with the time travel. Like, this little crystal that you know, move around in a circle, and then, you know, you get all this other stuff, and it's just so fun. And then, obviously, the villains, Vader and the Emperor, trying to you know, go back and use it for their own nefarious means, but
you know, that is what that is and everything else. But it's just, like you said, so fun, so interesting, so cool. What else do we want to say about it? I feel like we're drowning here. I don't know. Like, there's just so, like, just go watch it, folks. I mean, we've kind of spoiled the heck out of it a little bit here, but just go watch it. It's super fun. If you're looking for a good holiday movie, this 2020 Christmas holiday season, whatever you want to call it, don't watch Die Hard. That's just a movie that takes place at Christmas. Watch the Lego. It's not a Christmas movie.
It is.
It isn't. Go watch Lego Star Wars Holiday Special 2020 on Disney Plus, now streaming. I wish Disney Plus was paying us for me to say that, but sadly they're not. Anyway, I have no idea when Tooncast will make a full return. We've done these two episodes. We did Animaniacs, Hulu's Animaniacs last month, and we did this month for Christmas. We hope everyone has a safe and happy holiday this year, even though I know it's going to be hard with the virus being on our planet at this point, and it just seems like we're upticking more and more day after day, and it just sucks. So be safe, folks. Just be safe for yourself, for everyone else. Don't do anything stupid.
Dare to be stupid. No, I'm just...
No, this is... No. We only dare to be stupid on all things Transformers. We don't dare to be stupid here on Tooncast.
Do. Anyway.
All right, Weird Megatron. Steve, Weird Megatron Phillips. I'm putting that in the thing. Yes, I am. Anyway, do you have any final thoughts on the Lego Star Wars special that you'd like to say before we get the heck out of here?
Well, as crazy as it was to see all the different things transpire, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. Because Mikey the Microphone said so.
Who's that?
It's the new GCRN mascot. Where can people find you online, sir?
They can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
I am at TFG and Mike on Twitter. You can also follow at GCRN Tooncast as well as at Tooncast Beyond, even though that part of the show is now gone and done. I still use that Twitter regardless at times to cross-promote the shows that we're doing here on Tooncast. Coming up next, I don't know what's going to happen in 2021 for this podcast. I know Optimus Solo and I had a plan, and we're probably still going to do that plan. I just don't know when or how, or I haven't planned it out yet, folks. So unleash the Toon in you, and we will catch you next time here on Tooncast.
Stroke the Wookiee.